This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Africa's AI voice, a communication strategy breakdown. Africa is not a spectator in the AI conversation. What happened? At the 16th East Africa Communication Association Conference held at St. Paul's University on August 27, 2026, African scholars issued a direct challenge to the global tech establishment. Their message was pointed. Africa must stop receiving AI tools and start building them. The gathering focused specifically on how artificial intelligence is reshaping education, research, and communication across the continent. The communication angle. Picture a room full of scholars who finally decided to stop raising their hands politely and start pounding the table instead. That shift in posture matters. For years, African voices in global tech conversations have been reactive. They have responded to decisions already made elsewhere, adopted frameworks built for different contexts, and absorbed tools shaped by other people's values. At this conference, the communication strategy flipped. These scholars did not ask for inclusion. They declared it a necessity. That is not a small distinction. The most powerful communication move made at this conference was framing the issue as a capacity problem, not a charity problem. There is a massive difference between saying give us access and saying we need to shape this. One positions you as a recipient, the other positions you as a stakeholder. When you speak as a stakeholder, people negotiate with you. When you speak as a recipient, people donate to you. African scholars chose the stakeholder frame, and that choice will determine how seriously this call gets taken in Geneva, Silicon Valley, and Brussels. But there is a vulnerability in this moment that nobody wants to talk about. A conference declaration is a one-day communication event. The international AI policy machine runs on sustained, coordinated messaging delivered through the right channels, repeatedly, over months and years. A single gathering, no matter how sharp the arguments, fades fast. The real communication challenge is what happens after the applause stops. Who carries this message forward? In what venues? To which decision makers? If the answer is unclear, the conference becomes a press release with good intentions. Here is what these scholars should do next. Pick three specific AI governance forums scheduled in the next 18 months and get speakers into those rooms. Not as panelists on a diversity segment. As primary voices on policy questions. That is how you convert a conference declaration into a communication campaign. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on positioning your message covers how the frame you choose before you say a single word determines whether your audience sees you as someone to help or someone to partner with. Most people agonize over their arguments and ignore their frame entirely. These scholars got the frame right. Now they need the follow-through strategy to make it stick. The takeaway. Before your next meeting, where you are advocating for something, write down whether you are framing yourself as a recipient or a stakeholder. Those two positions produce completely different language, different posture, and different outcomes. Choose stakeholder language deliberately instead of we need support. Say here is what this requires from both sides. That single refrain changes the entire dynamic of the conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.